Microsoft works with Google. Like, I don't know what else gets me higher up on those ranks without paying.
Well, yeah, I mean, there
Is
has
it
to be.
Just how many people search your name and stuff like that?
No, no, it doesn't have anything to do with reviews or names or okay, let me grab Tina. I'll get the rate, and then I'll go over how it works. Hang on here.
I just mean Google in general.
Hi.
Without doing this.
Oh, hello, hi. I'm sorry, I jumped on the line, and I you might have still been talking to Tara. I apologize. My name's Tina. How are you?
Good. She said you're just going to apply a rate. Are you guys going to get that going, or so we can figure it out?
Yeah, I can apply the rate. I just have to read the notes that she sent over. Oh, it's going to be new in business, right? Because you've just started your business
yeah.
about 5 months ago. Absolutely. I can apply
yeah.
that for you.
Okay.
The nice thing regarding the pricing, Zane, is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month, right? So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. So the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
I know, but I don't understand. So aren't they going to be paying more money to be in front of me? Like these bigger companies that's going to show up that are already on the first page? I don't see how I'm just going to be able to jump onto the first page.
Okay. In order to get on the first page, Zane, two things have to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we have today. Secondly, you have to have the local SEO services done, and that includes content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, indexing. It's hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming in order to get a business on the first page and to keep them on the
uh-huh.
first page, right?
So when you say it's availability, does that mean someone's like just is not doing their position anymore, so that's why you have an
exactly.
open one to fill?
Exactly. When a position becomes available, it's a couple of things that could be happening. Sometimes it's a business that's in very good standing that goes into retirement mode and they want to scale back on their business, so they request to come off the first page. Sometimes it's a company that is not handling client calls and they're biting off more than they can chew, or they're getting an excess of negative reviews. So as you know, Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. So we have to monitor that very carefully. You know, if a company is up there and creating a bad reputation, that also could reflect negatively on the search engines, right? So when any of
gotcha.
Those things start happening, then we're notified that a position becomes available and we call out and we fill it the same day, right? Now,
yeah.
with that being said, it's important for you to know that everybody on the first page is paying for it some way, somehow. Some people have an on-site marketing person that they pay an annual salary to. Some people are using other data service providers to the search engines, such as us. However, because we're the biggest and the best in the industry and we've earned our premier partnership with Google, we keep our costs so low because we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. So it's kind of like when you go to a Costco or a warehouse, you'll always get better pricing than if you go to a specialty mart, if that makes sense, right?
Right.
Yeah, so with your new in business rate, it would actually be a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it would set everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a different search result altogether. So once we program your business into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have...
So how is it month to month? Is I pay every month, or is it going to be billed as like an automatic? Or
correct. It's an automatic renewal each month where you have the opportunity to cancel at any time. All we ask, if you ever wanted to, is that you call us 3 business days, prior to your next billing. So since today is the 8th, you would always be billed on the 8th. And, of course, you could cancel at any time, but if you did, just 3 business days prior to the 8th of any month. And with that being said, you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it. And I've been with this company for 13 years, and I've never seen anyone cancel on profit. And I know that you won't either. You know, it's kind of like that old saying, if you spend a dollar.
How do I know that it's going to actually work? So I'm going to sign up for this, and I'm going to have be able to have someone type it in on there, and it's going to prove to me and show me pop up right away.
Exactly. So you're going to get a detailed tracking system, which will show you how many new clients you received from Google. Also, I didn't touch on Facebook yet, but we do some social media advertising as well. So you'll be able to see how many new clients come from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they tend in to find you. You'll also
see... So let me ask you another question.
Yes, of course.
So right now I was signing up for one of my things was getting the small ads for the Google and the clicks and all that. So do I need to just not do that since you guys are already going to be placing me in a good position to get calls and get my ad basically on the top when someone searches anyway, basically for my company, not an ad, but my Google company? Is that something I'm not going to necessarily need to pay for because they're going to be finding me right away anyways?
It's a separate section. So what the Google ads are good for, and we actually offer those as well, but typically they're more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They don't really do much for a small to mid-sized business. And here's why, is that you're paying per click, right? So let's say that you Google $300 and the pay-per-click rate for certain keywords are $30 a click. Then after 10 people click on you, you rotate off and somebody else rotates on, and the only way to get back up there is to put more money in the budget. And like I say, they work great for those big corporations that has thousands and thousands of dollars to pump into it. But for a small to mid-sized business, this program is more effective because statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search online, Zane, 87% will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And, of course, nobody goes to the back pages. And when I say nobody, it's less than 1% of consumers that will click to page 2. Okay, and I think the reason for that, and you can see it yourself if you Google plumber in your area, is that with the ad...
Well, there's plenty of options that come up on the first page.
Right, but also with the ad...
There's no reason to go to the second one, really.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was telling you, because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people look it up, they see the companies coming up, our local incredible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? Now, what I was telling you about the Facebook is... you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your business Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything related to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And the only reason we're authorized to do that and bundle our services with Facebook ads is because we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner to Google, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business, right? So I mean, with that being said, I mean, and being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
I mean, it sounds like a good idea. It's a little bit pricey. I mean, there's no way to get away from any type of the programming fee that's on top of already the monthly fee.
I'm
going
to send you a link to our pricing page just so that you can see it.
And then when this, for this promotion that starts, what happens next month? Does it go back to normal pricing?
Oh, no. No, no. You would be grandfathered into this rate where it would never go up for you. So it's not going to matter if you, you know, start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. Now, I didn't ask you, but I just went out on a limb and sent it by text anyway. Do you receive text messages on this line?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I sent you a link to our pricing page. So if you open that up, it'll take you to a page that says take control of your online presence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You scroll down a little bit, you'll see we have a proven success rate, 19 years of industry expertise. We're celebrating our 20 years in business in December of this year. We've serviced tens of thousands of clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 average satisfaction rating. So it's important to note that there's a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this month after month after month, because they're not bound by contract, right? So it's simply because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. Now, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see our Google partnership badge, and you'll notice the little red banner at the left that says Premier. That's that elite status that I was talking about. And if you want to solidify that that's a real Google partnership badge, you can just click on it, and it will take you to google.com/partners, and it will show you that Local Splash is a valid Premier partner. Okay? Then, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see two different sets of pricing options. Now, the first set is the one that's bundled with the Google pay-per-click ads, and those are for the bigger corporations, so you don't need anything like that. But the second set of pricing, where it says Platinum SEO packages, you need the Platinum package here because you're new and you have a weak internet presence. So this is the one that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally, get your phone ringing with new business, and help you capture it. Now, should you decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says Terms and Conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly, and you're grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up, okay? Also, the setup fee would be reduced to $99. That would be in the Terms and Conditions as well. And then if you go to the bottom, you'll see our A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. Again, the Google partnership affiliation, and also that we're TrustWave recommended. So now
so
that you
you guys do the you guys work with the other social media and stuff, is that all extra stuff I have to add onto it, or is that you guys just do that automatically?
The Facebook advertising is included with the package, so you don't have to pay anything extra for that. Do you have a business Facebook set up yet?
I do, but you guys use like a logo and make your own advertising, or is that something I have to make up the advertising and then you guys can send it out?
Well, we're not a graphic designer. You know, sometimes people don't have a logo and we'll put one together for them as a courtesy, but we, you know, we don't do anything. Yeah, but if you have a logo or anything like that, absolutely. We would be building the ads based on the content that you give us, unless you needed a logo, and then, like I said, we could put one together for you as a courtesy. Now, I noticed that your website is a little bit unfinished. I want to let you know because of that is, yeah, I understand. And you know what? That's the number one reason over the years when I talk to business owners that their sites haven't launched is just because of the time factor. You know, most people would rather be out in the field and servicing clients than, you know, trying to construct websites. So the reason I bring it up is we also build Google compliant websites here. they charge an additional $400 to put them together because they're highly rankable sites and they're put together by the Google certified technicians. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since your site, you know, hasn't really been completed yet, what if I could also get an authorization to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you? So, you know, in order to do that.
That sounds good. I don't want additional costs. Sorry, me taking the leap to do enough.
Exactly. And that's why I want to take a little bit of work off your plate, since you already have the domain. If I get it approved, we can even build the site on your domain for you. But in order to do this, I just have to send the request to my director and explain the situation. And of course, I'd get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the site for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're absolutely going to love this. So let me just send out the request.
What does that look like? What is that on the site if they started building on it? Is that something?
So what they could do is they could pull content on what's off of there already and also off of what's on your Facebook, and they can build the site based on that and just initially launch it with stock photos. But I always say the more proactive you are with the account, the better results you'll get. So if you have some, you know, cool photos or a before and after of some pipage that was, you know, maybe old and rusty, and then you put the new pipage in or something cool like that, you could always send us, you know, as you get them, some before and after photos and things like that. And any revisions that you make to the site down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we welcome that you do that, because, like I said, we always think that actual content is going to do the best. Now, I sent out the request, and we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I will usually get a response within, like, 90 seconds or 2 minutes. So while I wait, I'll verify your information. And if everything goes well, Zane, I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
It's going to be zane@sigmaproplum.com.
Okay, zane@sigmaproplum.com. And then your first name is just Z-A-N-E, right? Just like it sounds?
Yeah.
And then what's your last name?
Hodgill, Hodgill.
Is that German?
Yeah.
I thought so. My dad's from Berlin, Germany, so I thought that sounds like a German name. And then, is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there an alternate line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
This main number.
Excellent. And then, the address that you used to verify your Google listing, I think it was it the 22613 North 119th Drive in Sun City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a physical address where you can receive mail, right? Should Google want to re-verify the address?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they'll send out a 5-digit PIN code, but they do it once in a while, so I just want to make sure if that's the case. And then, let me see here, sigmaproplum.com, and then I want to check real quick if I can find it on Facebook. If not, I'll have you send me a link so that I can put.
I just barely made it on Facebook also.
Oh, you just barely created it?
Yeah, that. I just barely started doing this stuff the last couple of weeks. I've had a couple of days I've been able to.
Good for you. I'm happy. I mean, you're a little bit ahead of the curve, being that you're only 5 months in business. I know you're just touching on it, but that's good that you're at least getting it launched, you know. And if it's not really finished yet or anything, that's okay. As long as you have a Facebook page, our technicians can go in and put content and posts and start running the ads and all that, so you won't have to worry about any of it. No, I didn't find the Facebook under Sigma Pro Plumbing LLC. Is it tied in with your...
Mm-hmm.
It's what?
It's a business page. It should be on there.
Well, it could be on there, but maybe it's just not recognizing it when I type it in.
Can you give me one?
Yeah, I'll give you 1 second. Go ahead.
All right, just a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm back.
Great.
Can you
okay,
hear me?
Perfect. I can hear you. Yep. So I'll just send you a little email that says, like, please reply to this email with your Facebook link. And then during the client interview, my technicians will give you the instructions to add local splash to the page. And then they can go in and, you know, start spoofing it up and running the ads for you. So I'll just put, please reply to this page with your Facebook link. Business Facebook link, I have to clarify. You know, my son's friend got into plumbing. Huh?
I don't know why anything, nothing comes up. I have it. It's all on there. Why would it not come up when you search it? That's what I don't understand.
It could be just that because it's a new page, maybe it's just not recognized yet. Maybe it needs to put some, you know, because I actually searched on Facebook for Sigma Pro Plumbing LLC, and it didn't come up. But once we get it all spoofed up, it'll start coming up. So let me just.
I don't know if that's an LLC on there, but I would imagine it would still come up even.
Let me see. Let me do it without the LLC.
I wouldn't think that would make it not come up.
Yeah. I'm not finding it yet, but you could just send us the link. And like I said, I'll send it to the technicians, and then they'll give you instructions on how to add us to it so that we can start working on it. And then, by the way, when you put me on hold, I did get a response from my director, and it's good news. He's authorizing the site. So he sent me a promo code, and he said, go ahead and include the site. Get everything going for $398 out the door, including the website. And he also said to wish you a very profitable year. So I thought that that was nice. So I already applied that rate for you where we're going to include it. And in order to secure the position, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It'll be a Visa card.
And does it display your name or the business name or both?
It's going to be my name on it.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or is it just Jane Stodgehill?
Zane. It's got a middle name, middle initial J.
Okay. And do I have the last name right? Stodghill?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like there should be an E after the G. That's why I thought I was going to just verify it. And then is the billing address the same on 119th Drive, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same.
Same. Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So when does it go active to where it starts putting me in the top page after
great
signing
question.
Up? How
great
long
question.
Does
it? So industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 45 to 60 days. However, the Facebook ads are going to launch first. The website will be up in 1 to 3 business days. So I always tell people you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. In your case, it might even go a little bit quicker because you already have a verified Google listing, right? So in that case, we're not going to create a new one because that would be duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So we'll just have you add us as a manager to the page that you already have, and we can start the programming right away. So in your case, it's probably going to go a lot quicker. Make sense?
Yeah, I mean, because that means, I mean, I don't, it's like the whole month I'm paying for that Google thing, but it's not, I'm not even on it yet.
Yeah, and that's because nobody can flip a switch, say.
All the programming, and then wouldn't my $3.99 be applied for the next month when it's active?
No, because.
So to me, that's like a loophole you guys are charging me for the month, and it's like I'm not actually on there yet. And I'm getting charged for the sign-up programming, which is what you'll be doing for the first month.
Right. So understand one thing. In order to get a business on the first page, it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming and content creation. I already explained that to you. But our hard cost to pay the technicians to do that programming and to purchase, well, they don't have to purchase the domain. You have it, but then they build the content on your domain, and then they make the site highly rankable, and they do all of the Facebook and the ads and all of that. So our hard cost in order to get a business set up, we don't even recoup that until we hit the fourth month, right? Because those technicians do not work for free. Now, we don't make you commit to a four-month commitment because we don't have to. We're a performance-based company, right? So we know that, yeah, you know, the quicker that you see activity, the quicker you're going to renew with this. And once you see a high return, meaning our goal is to make sure everyone hits a 10-to-1 return on investment. So once you get to that part, you know, you're renewing each month and you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it, right? But I just want you to understand,
right,
that's why we do the month-to-month subscription, and that's why you have to pay for the first month, is because those technicians, they don't work for free and somebody has to pay them, right? So once we hit fourth month with you paying us, we're back at like a zero. You know, that's where we kind of break even on it. So our goal is to have you as a client long term, and we can do that every single time based on our performance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
hope
then
that makes you feel a little better.
You said I can see like all the activity and stuff of what reports and what comes in. Now, is that on like a separate app that you guys have, or?
It's just on
my.localsplash.com.
You'll be going onto that site and you'll go in and you'll see all of the activity going on. You'll have a username and password that will be emailed to you in just a moment. So once I create the account, it will send you a welcome email and you'll have that username and password so you can access the dashboard 24/7. And it's just as easy as, you know, checking your email.
And it's just like going to show me how many people have clicked or seen it or what?
Absolutely.
Is
it'll
it
show
all
you
that
how many, right, how many people, that Google tracks what's called an impression and what's called an action. So an impression is, let's say they type in plumber near me and you come up on the first page, and then maybe they don't do anything with you. They click out or, you know, close the page, but you were still seen on the first page. So that's an impression. But then Google also tracks the right, but they also track the second step someone will take to find you or to contact you. So you'll see on the tracking how many people saw you, and then also how many people clicked to your site and how many people clicked to call you from the first page. So that's all tracked, and then it will have a report of the keywords that you're ranking for, and then the same thing with the Facebook ads. It'll show you the impressions and then also how many people are clicking on your site through the Facebook ads in efforts to contact
you. Like just to look further, like to look further into it, like being interested.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, then that's one thing I'm really big on, Zane, is conversion, because we specialize in exposure, right? But I want to make sure that when a potential client sees you, they already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So So that's why anything that we can add along the lines of pictures or content or promoting that you're a trusted business in the community with, you know, very much industry expertise backing you and things like that, we'll spoof that up on all of your pages so that now, like I said, a potential client will already be comfortable in working with you even prior to calling you. And that's what's going to generate that second step in them contacting you.
All right.
Okay.
And then you said there's multiple, like everyone's paying to be able to be on that first page. Like there's obviously multiple.
Absolutely.
Doing,
everybody's
right?
paying some way, somehow. And here's why. Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequent as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through and you have our services on an ongoing basis, you have a team of technicians here that's constantly updating your information, refreshing your data. That's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page, right? So for the other companies up there, somebody's doing that, whether it's an on-site marketing person or it's another company or a specialty mart, but they're probably paying a lot more for it than just $2.99 a month. Because, you know, even if they had, a salaried person on site doing it, it's going to cost them more to pay that person. No one's going to work for $299 per month, you know.
And that's just because you guys literally go in and just do keywords and all kinds of stuff and searches and make it to where we're the one. You're not actually able to just do, like, direct programming to where it makes sure of it? Or I guess I'm just confused. Are you guys are literally just all the time in there – making sure that it's got the right keywords and stuff, or
and the programming and the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing. Also, what they'll determine during the client interview is what keywords are generating the most revenue in your industry based on what's trending in your area. So what will happen is they'll go over your services in the client interview. That appointment will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. Then when you get off the phone, our technicians will do some research behind the scenes and they'll see which keywords are generating the most revenue. And by the end of the day, they'll send you an email and they'll say, hey, Zane, these are the keywords that we're recommending for your business. And then you're in the driver's seat. So you can say, yes, those look great, but I want to add these 5 or whatnot. Or you could say, no, I don't like that keyword. I want you to eliminate it. But once you confirm it or just let us know what you want us to do with it, then they actually go live and start the programming for those specific keywords. And, you know, because a lot of times...
How much interacting work is it going to take me on my side back and forth with you guys all the time for you guys to manage my stuff?
Only in the beginning. There's 2 things that you're going to have to do. And number 1 is don't miss the client interview because that's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak, right? The second thing is if you see an email from Google saying, you know, action needed, photos for Google verification, or action needed, live video verification required, I don't think you're going to require any of that because you already have a verified listing. But if you see that, it's a good thing that Google's offering it because they're trying to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually have a valid business in the area. So if Google offers one of those options, it's very important that you just go in and knock it out and get it done because, again, they're just trying to protect you and solidify that you're a valid business in the area so that they can now publish you on the first page, right? So after you do those couple of things, you don't have to do anything with it unless you get extra content down the road and you're like, hey, Tina, can you put this new picture up there or can you put this new logo up there? Anything like that, you can do it directly from your dashboard or you can just email it to photos@localsplash.com.
Well, initially I'll probably need to email a bunch of photos over and stuff and my branding and stuff like that, right?
Perfect. Yeah, that would be absolutely perfect. And then once that gets over here, then they just refer to that when they're building things and creating your internet presence for you.
And then I guess, I mean, to me, the only thing that sounds like a little weird is just, I don't know how you guys can be sure that you guys get onto the top because, I mean, isn't there probably 50 to 100 other companies that are signing everyone up for the same thing, telling them that they're going to be on the first page like you are with me?
Well, a lot of times they don't have a premier partnership with Google, and they don't have the ability to do so. So there's a lot of Mickey Mouse companies out there, and success on the internet is all about working with the right company. But believe me, over the years, I've heard every single horror story you can imagine. I've heard where there's two guys in a basement that get together and decide to do programming. And they call out, and, you know, after 6 months of working with them, you know, the person's not getting any activity. So things like that you have to be careful with. And those are usually the companies that will make you sign an annual contract. So that way, if you're paying them for 6 months and you're not getting anything, you're kind of stuck with it, you know? So that's not how this program works. Yeah, we absolutely make sure that we're performance-based, which is why we let you go month to month. Also, sometimes I've heard over the years that it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you can't, you know, you have a problem, they're impossible to reach. And that's important, too, because we're 100% domestically U.S.-based, and we're very easy to reach. So that's a big one, too.
Okay.
We're available. All
right, well, let's get it off.
8 to 5 your time. You're on Mountain Time, right? Yes, okay, that's what I thought. But, okay, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4465.
Okay.
4002.
Okay.
7095.
Okay.
9861.
986 what?
1.
And the expiration?
It's 0627.
6 of 27, and the code?
It's going to be 263.
263. Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over the client interview and getting the website set up. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you, you know, repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay? And give me 1 second. Hold on, please. Okay, can you still hear me? Okay, perfect. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sigma Pro Plumbing.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Zane Joseph Stancho, and I'm the owner of the company.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
What's the cancellation charge?
There's no cancellation charge. All we ask is that you call us within 3 business days of the 8th of each month to prevent the next month's charge. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay. And then how much was this charge? $299?
Today it's $398, and then each month moving forward it's $299, and that's just because the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Okay.
Got it? Okay, perfect. Now, for the client interview, is it like 10:30 there right now? I think you're an hour ahead of us. It's 9:30 where we are. We're in California.
No, it's 9:30.
Oh, you're on the same time zone.
It's 9:30.
Perfect. Okay, that's good. Okay,
yeah,
that helps me.
Except when you guys do your savings or pay like savings or whatever, we just don't do that.
Arizona always throws me off because they're, yeah, you are 1 hour ahead half of the year, right? And the other half of the year you're not, right? Got it. Okay. Yeah, so in the fall when we change, that's when you go 1 hour ahead because you guys don't change. I get it. Okay. Okay. So I have a client interview coming up at 10 o'clock, 11, or we can do 2 or 3 o'clock today. Which one would work best?
Probably 10 o'clock.
10. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Zane, is I'm going to block out an hour from 10 to 11, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text message from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash? Okay, excellent. So if you click on that, it will show you, or it'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. And that will open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you do that, it will scroll to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second one to show that you receive text messages, and then plug your name in by the signature, by the orange arrow, but do it exactly the way it shows with the middle initial and everything. And when you confirm it, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. That will be your sign that it went through. And you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
It says it doesn't match.
Okay, let me look. Did I spell it okay? Oh, you know what? It didn't save the middle initial in the billing, so just do it without the middle initial then. No wonder. It just says Zane.
Yeah, I didn't do it then.
Yeah, I put it in, but it must have just not saved it. But that if
all
you
right,
do
so
it,
now
it went through. Okay, good.
Now it's going to be for my username.
Perfect. So that's your sign that it went through, Zane. And if you want to look at the username and password, like I said, it's in your welcome email. So other than that, you're all good to go. I'm so glad that it worked out. Now, our phone number is in the welcome email and also in the text messages you've received. I'll let you know because we have over 200 employees here. Anytime you call in, if you hit option one, anybody that answers the phone can help you. Or if you want to talk to me specifically, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay, and our availability is Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific time.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so you are all good to go. Welcome aboard, and then stand by. Our technician will be calling you shortly. Oh, one more thing. You're going to get an email that says action needed photos for Google verification. Don't worry about that one right now because you already have a verified Google listing. I don't think you're going to have to do that. I'm going to send you a fresh one that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. So that's the one that you'll refer to. And I'll let the technician know, too, that you're going to just add us to the business profile. So I don't think you'll have to do that first one. If Google communicates with us that anything else is needed after the fact, then we'll be communicating that with you, okay?
Okay. And then whenever you guys, like the next, whenever you said it goes, ends up going to where I'm active on the page?
Yes.
Is it going to show me something? Are you guys going to send me like a notification?
Yes.
When do I know that that's actually happening?
You'll get an email, a notification that says that your Google verification was all accepted and your business page is live ranking on the first page. So they'll send you an email. But also you'll be able to see the numbers start to grow on the dashboard. The section that will be pertinent to you will be where it says Google Profile Actions. that's the section that's going to track how many times you were found on the first page and who's clicking on it and who's clicking to call you. You'll have all of that on the dashboard.
And then it's going to, like, at that point, I'll be able to, like, test it, and anyone I know will should be able to type it in, and I should come right up, right?
That's exactly
or
right.
If
my friend's
at my house and he types in local plumber near me, my stuff's going to pop up on that first ranking, right?
Right. Yes, exactly.
Like, is that what you're saying? Is it a guarantee, or is it not a guarantee?
So, well, Google doesn't allow any of their partners to use the word guarantee. However, because we're the best of the best in the industry, we have no problem doing it, right? That's why we're performance-based. But, you know, Google does change the algorithms very frequently. That's why they don't allow any of the partners to say the word guarantee.
But you guys do the best to make sure of that, is what you're saying?
Well, you would, I mean, obviously you're going to be there, because if not, we wouldn't have a proven track record of, you know, tens of thousands of business owners renewing with us each month, right? So that's why, you know, we have such a good performance and standing, is because we are getting people there and they are ranking and they are profitable, right? If we weren't doing that, people would cancel after a month or two, and, you know, we would never break even on our startup costs, and our company wouldn't be in business right now, you know? Yeah.
Are you guys servicing any of the local plumbing companies in my area?
Not in your area. That's why we just filled the position with you. We only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. And that's how this differs from the Google Ads, and why I didn't think you needed any of that, Zane, is the Google Ads, Google will sell them to you and to anybody else out there. There's nothing exclusive about them. And they're, you know, they're collecting money every time people click on them. So Google is making millions and millions of dollars on them. And they have a purpose, right, for those big corporations. But you don't really need any of that, because you're going to be ranking on the first page in the local map section. And the reason that section generates more revenue is because at first glance, those companies have their websites linked, the phone number is on a click-to-call feature, reviews become visible as they start coming in, there's pictures up there that they can see. So all of that creates that warm, fuzzy feeling for people to work with you, as opposed to a pay-per-click ad where it's usually just a tagline and a link to a site, right? So most people are smart enough to bypass those and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so you're definitely in good hands, and I'm so excited for you. And, you know, reach out to me if you have any questions down the road. But if not, my technician will be calling you, you know, right around 10 o'clock, give or take a few minutes, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. And then, so I'm good to go on there and, like, take off my clicks, right? I don't need to keep doing that.
Yeah, you don't, I mean, some people bundle this with Google paid ads, so if you wanted to keep it, it's not going to conflict with this in any way, shape, or form. So it would, you know, yeah, but if you want to save some money and put that all on pause right now while this kicks in, you can do it, or keep it running, you know, for the 30 to 45 days or so until you start ranking, and then maybe pause it, you know what I mean? So you can, you know, there's different ways that you can go about it, but it wouldn't hurt if you kept them running. It wouldn't hurt the programming, but it would definitely save you money if you paused them.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you too, Zane. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, and have a nice rest of your day as well.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.